No, seriously, dude. Back away from the microphone.
Ruby-Doo?
Yeah. And who said you could come in here anyway?
We did.
Don't listen to him. I'm in charge here. He's just the cuddly one. And you're slobbering all over the board.
Ruh-roh.
Go sit outside. Go on. And don't slam the...
Meep, meep.
And take this damn bird with you.
Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. It's been a very busy week for you, Anthony. First, congratulations on another record breaker for the NRA, Friends of the NRA dinner.
I really want to thank everyone that attended this year. 436 patriots in one room, a table of super patriots. We had the Wounded Warriors there.
Yes, we did.
And we had some on the show. I want to thank all of those guys and girls that serve for our country. We broke records fundraising. I don't have the final number yet, but we broke the record 3 years in a row now, the largest dinner in New Jersey every year.
And a good time was had by all, I can tell you that.
I believe so. Did you read this letter from Justin Hogan?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello,
and read
Kent.
It.
I'd just like to thank you so much for you all sending me an email about the dinner on Saturday. I had a great time and didn't realize there are so many people like myself in New Jersey.
It's great.
He's my kind of guy.
Yeah.
The heavyset guy next to the guy you kept referring to as Jekyll and Hyde. That would be Emery Baker. Your friend at the table near the bar by the entrance. Again, love your show and just wanted to drop an email to say thanks. Sincerely, Justin Hogue. Justin, that is what it's all about. This was your first dinner. You're a fairly young guy. We have to keep it in the state. We have to fight together. There's more people than you think, but they're all closet gun owners.
Isn't it amazing how everybody has that same reaction? That and it's just great to see them. You know, I thought I was the only one.
Sandy, I get it all the time. When people come in for lessons, then they find out their neighbors belong to the same club that they're trying to join for 25 years and they never knew it.
Yeah, it's great.
You know, it happens all the time. But again, you say it, we're closet gun owners.
Right.
We're like junkies, you know. Right. We're hiding, ferreted away somewhere because we don't want Big Brother to see what's going on. Meanwhile, our government could give a shit about us. We're poor as stink. We're $16 trillion in debt. And I read this shit. Hillary Clinton, the U.S. must continue to help Arab world democracies. Where is there an Arab world democracy, Sandy?
Yeah, exactly right. Well, we as long as we call it a democracy, don't you know that the Muslim Brotherhood is a democratic organization?
Listen, I have a concept for our politicians out there. They hate us. Okay? Why would you send money to people that hate us?
It's just amazing. It's just that this administration has got their head buried so far up their ass that they can't see daylight.
Sandy, they hate us, and we're going to send money to their democracy. This is such a crock of bullshit, okay? I want to know what democracy. I read this. I become infuriated, and I become infuriated rightly so. They kill our ambassador in Libya,
right.
Supposedly sodomized him, dragged his body around. It takes our president 2 weeks to admit that it was a terror plot. We don't increase security on September 11th, the anniversary of September 11th, for our embassies and our people working abroad. And we want to send more money to help the world's democracies. Pull out and spend the money here. What do they supply us besides oil? Listen, if we stop buying their oil, they'll lower the price. Maybe we should drill in that 27 trillion acres in Alaska that our president won't let us drill into.
You think?
Listen, I love animals more than anybody else. I would drill right through a polar bear's head to get to it.
But it's true. We've got more natural resources in this country. That's why we bought Alaska. We have more natural resources in this country than anywhere else in the world.
Drill, baby, drill. okay? I'm going to steal Sarah Palin's line, but it's the truth. Drill, baby, drill. I'm sorry. We're over here dying. You know what I mean? I love this. I was talking to these people on a set. I'll tell you about it later. But they all drive the Toyota Prius. So I said, your car is green? They're like, yeah. Where does the energy come from to charge your batteries? It comes from coal, numbnuts.
Right, exactly. Well, no, they think, see, most Prius drivers think that if you take that little plug out of the Prius and plug it into that magic outlet on the wall, that all of a sudden magic flows through there and recharges the battery.
Is that a pisser or what, though?
Unbelievable.
Is that a pisser that it just comes out of the air?
Yeah, exactly. From the ether.
Unbelievable. And, you know, when they made the Toyota Prius, the biggest complaint the greenies had was they wanted the logo bigger.
The greenies.
On the car. So that people could see, I drive a Prius and I'm doing my part. Bullshit. I got a huge monster truck and I want the logo smaller because my shit makes enough noise. Everybody can see it.
The greenies. That's great. I like that. We're going to get more hate mail for the greenies.
Care. And I know a lot of our listeners have a Prius and stuff, and that's okay if you drive that car. But don't think your electricity comes from magic. Your electricity comes from coal or oil, baby.
Right. 50% of this country's energy comes from coal, but we've got a war on coal going on.
Whether you like it or not, it comes from coal or oil, and your electricity, all you're doing is moving the source, people.
Right, okay? And it's not going to green up the planet. When you've got China putting a new coal-fired power plant online every single week, they've built a dam that is so big now that they say it's changing the axis of the earth. Do you think Chinese really give a crap about the environment?
It's that big, huh? The Three Gorges Dam?
It's huge. It's
wow. You know,
and that's why all the manufacturing jobs have gone over to China. We need to start making stuff here in the U.S. again.
We
spent all that money to bail out General Motors, and now 7 out of 10 General Motors cars are built in China. Thank you very much.
Well, we just gave them money so they can move the labor base somewhere else.
Exactly right.
And they're not doing good. They're inflating their numbers. So I'm telling you, I'm mad as hell. Stop sending money to the Arab democracies. There is no Arab democracies, and they hate us.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing. Which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Hit it!
And the This segment of our show is brought to you by the New Jersey Second Amendment Society, NJ2AS.com.
Cheaper than a back waxing.
Cheaper than a back waxing.
Tell you something. NJ2AS had a table at our dinner.
Yes, they did.
My guys were there. Okay. All the guys from NJ2AS, Corey, Ainsley, Keith Brachter, everybody was there in full force.
That was a pretty rowdy table, too, if you noticed.
Want a lot of stuff. Corey wants some potpourri and some purple and pink fufu. Put a pink hat on, and he's turned off to the evening, which was a beautiful thing. So I'm going to get everybody pissed off now. So NJ2AS.com, we know they're fighting for our rights. Let Frank Flamingo know you're going to join. You do not have to live in the state of New Jersey. But you people who don't live in the state of New Jersey, you want to hear a nice definition of crazy? Check this out.
Garden State crazy, baby.
Convicted felons and inmates are allowed to collect disability payments.
What's wrong with that, Anthony?
But here's the worst part about it. The liberals are fighting it. They want to keep it because they say it's unfortunate for their family.
Did you read that? That was great.
Listen to me. Tough shit. You commit a crime, you go to prison. If your family has to live in a cardboard box, I don't care.
That's very true.
I don't care. Yep. I'm not. Why do I have to pay disability payments for people that are in prison? This is sick.
There's opposition to this. And take a look at some of the people who are opposing this, too.
Sandy, I didn't know that you could get a disability payment. I know they have cable TV. I know they have soccer fields. I know they have all these amenities. But you're kidding me, right?
Only in New Jersey.
So he's disabled from doing what? Being incarcerated?
Yeah, exactly right. He's disabled. He can no longer rob, steal, and pillage.
No, but he's in prison now, so he's basically incapable of being incarcerated.
That's the family business, dude. What do you expect?
I can't believe that we've allowed our country to get this far.
Yeah, that's...
I can't believe that it is this backwards.
It is on a very slippery slope, and it's the same people who are at the root of these same decisions that are causing the prices of gasoline to double, or your energy bill to go up 42% in the past 4 years, or your house to drop in value by half.
I pay my own health care. I pay my own insurance.
Exactly.
Deductibles on my doctor bills.
Exactly.
Extensive. Let me tell you something. If I commit a crime, I go to prison. I get free medical and free dental.
Disability benefits.
We've discussed this before. I cannot believe that you get disability payments while you're in prison. I just cannot believe it. How about giving the disability payments to the families that the shitbags raped, robbed, or pillaged?
No, everybody forgets about the victims.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Now you want to talk about stupid criminals. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, in Jefferson, New Jersey.
The police exercises a warrant for this guy, Michael Palazzolo, who's been robbing houses in the neighborhood.
Yeah, just a normal neighborhood degenerate.
He's part of this James Bond gang.
Yeah. What is that, James Bond? Did you ever hear of that?
Yeah, because they have getaway cars and they have plates and oil they dump out of the back of their cars. You know, they're pretty savvy, but they're not that savvy because he should have had a secret tunnel or something. His house, the exercise, the warrant. Numbnuts ran out the back door and up a tree. Okay?
Nothing too James Bond about that.
He's 19 years old. They followed his sneaker tracks 30 feet up in a tree.
And they sent the dogs after his ass, right?
Okay. They brought in the attack dogs and he decided to come down.
Yeah, I would too.
Okay? But it can't be too much of a James Bond gang. If you got to run up a tree, I think you should have thought this a little better.
Yeah, a little better thought out would have been better.
Now, you want to know something? New Jersey actually did something pretty good in Bergen County.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Let's see if it holds, right?
A court found that pharmaceutical companies are not liable for teens' overdose on stolen pills.
I can't believe. Well, again, we have more lawyers in the state of New Jersey than we probably do have just about any other occupation.
You know, we talk about cases like this and frivolous lawsuits all the time. The fact that the court had to entertain this lawsuit is a travesty of justice.
Absolutely.
And what happened is, ladies and gentlemen, this kid stole drugs from somebody else's house, okay, and gave them to other friends, and one of the kids overdosed. They found him with shallow breathing. His skin was blue, which, as far as I'm concerned, they should have just left him until it finished, you know, saved us a lot of money. But the family sues the pharmaceutical company.
Yes, the pharmaceutical company and the pharmacy that he stole the drugs from.
Are you kidding me? Like, how does this happen? How backwards have we gotten? Beat the shit out of the kid, cane him or whatever they do, you know, in these lovely third world countries, kick his ass, throw him in a cell for a couple of years, and that's it. You know, the kid didn't wake up. He failed to wake up from a coma due to catastrophic illnesses and everything. And I understand that. But how is the pharmacy and the pharmaceutical company liable? So now a drunk driver, we're going to sue the liquor store, the liquor manufacturer, the distributor, the bottle maker, the farmer that grew the barley or the hops or whatever, right?
Right.
That delivered it. I got a new one for you, ladies and gentlemen. What about the person who drank it?
Yeah, exactly.
Make them liable.
Yeah, that's a novel approach to.
Now this failed against gun manufacturers a while back, by the way. There was
right,
solid
exactly.
Average.
It's the same. Yeah, it's the same. It's
same
the same saw, right?
For violence. Wait a minute. Let's talk about that. Chicago is going to start taxing guns and bullets to pay for violent crimes.
And that'll drop violent crime in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, that's going to drop. Because the criminals are buying legal guns and legal ammunition. Again, a backwards law, people. Wake up.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer. And this segment of our show is being brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, Dr. Eric Waldorf, a great doc and a great Second Amendment patriot.
Was it great having Eric on the show last week? Him and his wife attended to dinner. True patriots. Milk Mom, everybody else was there. Eric came. He came early. He helped with the dinner. He helped us set up. He spent a ton of money because it's a good cause. He had the time to come onto the show and talk. You know, he's centrally located, Eric, in Bridgewater. His website is Waldorf. Chiro.com. If you go in, he will give you a free evaluation. Just mention Gun for Hire Radio. Tell him he sent you. He already has customers coming in. Again, ask your doctors, ask your chiropractors if they support the Second Amendment or not. If they're anti, don't give them your money. Go to people like Dr. Eric and keep it in the family.
Absolutely.
This is what we have to do to win, okay? One by one, we slowly boycott the bastards. We keep it in the family. Eric is great at what he does. He's married, 2 kids. He has all kinds of other testing he do there. I've been there. Charlie's been there. Please check him out. Bridgewater, New Jersey, Waldorf Chiropractic. Thank you, Dr. Eric, for being such a great supporter. So you want to talk about some thieving?
Yeah.
Every time we have Detective Mac on, he talks about devices being stolen. In the New York metropolitan area, 1 out of every 7 crimes involves the theft of an Apple product.
Wow.
People, listen. 1 out of every 7 crimes involve an Apple product. Theft of electronic products in the New York metropolitan area are up 40% compared to last year. Your iPads, your iPods, your iPhones, people are going to grab them. They're going to run. They're going to beat you up for them. They're going to stab you for them. They're going to kill you for them. I was in Hoboken yesterday doing a thing. I'll talk about it later. I'm standing, drinking a cup of coffee, smoking a cigar at Frank Sinatra Park, and I see a man, a Momo, in a suit and tie, about 35 years old, looking down at his phone, texting, get hit by a car.
No way.
He didn't get hit hard by a car. The car just bumped him. But Numbnuts got hit by a car.
All right. For those out in the Midwest, please explain what Momo is.
Momo is a numbnut, a dummy, stupid. Okay? Mother still gives you baths in the kitchen sink at 45 years old. Okay? That would be a Momo.
That would be a Momo, yes.
Okay? Listen to me. Pay attention. Situational awareness. We talk about it all the time. Head and ass disease. That would be a good characterization of this guy. Sandy, luckily the car to turn the corner was a little white Jeep Patriot. Wow. He was coming out of the turn. Boom! He bumped the guy.
Unbelievable.
The way I left, the two of them were outside yelling at each other. He walked right into the street in front of the car. Now imagine if the guy in the car was going fast and text messaging at the same time.
Wow. It would have been the Darwin effect.
This is what we see all the time.
Yeah.
Okay? We see this all the time. You know, talking about talking about making things disappear, Atlantic City is setting records for homicides right now. But the resort town,
you get a better chance of getting killed on the streets of Atlantic City than you ever do of winning at the tables.
Well, their public safety director, William Glass, is still trying to make it look like a desirable destination.
Of course.
Okay?
The poor bastard. Would you like to be in his shoes? This is a guy who's got to report to this imbecile mayor who... There's crime running rampant in this city. It's a lawless society. And this poor bastard's job is to try to get you to come there.
But wait, guess what his slant is saying? Come and visit the casinos because most of the killings this year have taken place away from...
Oh. That's great.
Okay.
It's not here. It's down the street. You don't understand.
So most of the killings are not most. He didn't say all.
We've only had two killings in our parking lot.
So when you're laying there bloody, breathing your last breaths, he's like, I told you most, not all. Okay? I can't believe that people buy this shit. Most of the killings. 15 people killed this year so far. We're in October. You know, that's 1.5 people per month. I don't like those odds.
No, do not, listeners, go to Atlantic City. Do not go to Atlantic City.
Oh, my God. Unless you have a security detail like Governor Christie.
Yes. And even then, it's a little sketchy.
You want to talk about sketching? A watchdog group just checked out TSA in Newark Airport.
Oh, man.
They miss everything. Okay? They miss everything. They're debating whether the condoms they confiscated have a reservoir tip or not, and Haji walks by with a fucking RPG.
No, Ant, let's give them credit. They don't miss everything. They do capture most of the valuables.
Yeah, which they steal.
Well, true.
I mean, unbelievable. How many times have they tested these guys and girls at TSA and they constantly fail?
Well,
they're constantly
failing. Look at what we're talking about.
Okay?
But this is one of Obama's armies. You know, this was started by that imbecile George Bush who, you know, in response to 9/11, we needed another bureaucracy. When are we going to learn, people? Progressive solutions just don't work. Bigger government is the problem.
Yeah, but
it
but
is
they
not the solution.
A shitload of toothpaste and mouthwash. Yeah. Okay?
Which, you know, every TSA agent, they get free water, free toothpaste, free mouthwash. They'll be in that stuff for the rest of their lives.
Seriously, I mean, the TSA, one lapse after another, and we just take it. You know, meanwhile, I get effing strip searched. I got gun for hire tattooed on me. I wear gun and bullet jewelry and shit, so they're looking at me, and I'm telling you, Haji walks by with a surface-to-air missile.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
Checking that, sir?
Yeah.
Taking it on the plane, and they let him go right on a plane with it. Fuck.
It's great.
I'm serious. I'm not happy. I'm not happy. You notice I'm not happy.
I can tell you're not happy.
Now, you want to know about not happy? How about this? This is horrible. In Woodstown, New Jersey, A woman comes home. Come on, a 54-year-old woman comes home from work, and there was someone in her house. Her house was being burglarized.
The woman died of a heart attack.
She had a heart attack. They didn't catch the guy. If he was caught, I bet you in New Jersey he wouldn't be charged with murder.
Absolutely.
You want to bet he wouldn't be charged with murder?
Absolutely.
Okay? Guarantee you he would not be charged with murder. I mean, holy shit. You could just imagine. We talk about this all the time. You know, Sandy, when we do simunitions, force-on-force training, the people come out and their heart is, you know, pounding and racing and they're
fighting
reflexes. And we tell them that is 0.1% of what you're really going to feel if you're involved in a violent encounter. So this 54-year-old woman lived alone. Okay, and a woman living alone, that's kind of vulnerable. So imagine, her name was Janet Rankin, by the way. God bless her soul. She comes home, finds somebody in her house, scares the shit out of her. She runs out of the house. Obviously, she's out of breath. Her heart is racing or whatever. The police come on the scene, and she has a heart attack. I mean, what a shame. I mean, what a shame. And we all know nothing's going to happen.
No, and they haven't even gotten any suspects. And if they do have a suspect and they arrest them, they'll probably just arrest him for, breaking into the house.
I talked to a cop this week. He arrested somebody for breaking an entry. 27 felony convictions.
Nice.
Okay.
Welcome to Jersey.
27 felony convictions. The cop told us he wants to go to court and he wants to say to the judge, why is this guy out on the street? How many felony convictions can you possibly have? Why is he out on the street again? We all know it's the repeat offenders with the revolving door system. This poor woman, 54 years old, working hard for a living, comes not bothering anybody, and she's dead. This is incorrigible. We can't stand for this anymore. Somebody has to put their foot down. Somebody has to handle this.
With over 25 years expert knowledge and experience to help you select the perfect firearm, The Bullet Hole has one of the largest firearm selections in the New York metro area. With over 300 handguns in stock, you'll find all the major brands, including Glock, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Kimber, Sig Sauer, and Springfield Armory. And if you're looking for a hunting or tactical rifle or shotgun, they have an extensive inventory of top brands like Benelli, Bushmaster, Remington, and a full line of police equipment and shooting accessories. And the best part is, you can shoot there too. The Bullet Hole has a 10-port, state-of-the-art, climate-controlled indoor range and is the only indoor range in the New York metro area that can handle anything from handgun to high-powered rifle. The range is bright, clean, and safe with full-time, helpful, certified range safety officers and an air scrubber filtration system, like breathing mountain fresh air, and a large selection of range ammo at really great prices. There's even a full-time gunsmith on staff, and you can even get your New Jersey or Pennsylvania hunting licenses. The Bullet Hole is on Rucker Street, across from the main Gun for Hire campus, less than 10 miles from Manhattan. And if you're a law enforcement officer or armed security guard and need to qualify, just drop by any Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. No appointment necessary. Find out more on the web at bulletholenj.com or just follow the link from the gunforhireradio.com resource page. The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. Come see Manny, Jen, or Jennifer and tell them you heard about them on Gun for Hire Radio.
And this segment's brought to you by David's Massage Oasis.
David, DMO.massagetherapy.com. Let me tell you something. David was also at the dinner with his fiance.
Yes, he was.
And they volunteered and they helped.
And he was given free chair massages in the back of the room.
Actually, he was not. He was accepting donations and he was giving the money to the NRA Foundation.
Wow.
Okay? Which is a beautiful thing. So not only did him and his fiance buy tickets.
You mean I was supposed to give a donation?
Yeah, you cheap bastard. He generated donations that he gave us to go to the NRA Foundation.
Excellent.
And that's a beautiful thing. And the guys and girls that he gave a massage to said he was doing a wonderful job. We had 436 people. I tried to stop at every table numerous times and greet and talk to everybody. If I missed you, I'm sorry. Come to next year's dinner and I'll shake your hand again. David's located on Essex Street in Rochelle Park, Bergen County. DMO.massagetherapy.com. He delivers. He does parties. He has gift certificates. Christmas is coming, guys.
That's right.
Okay. Buy your lover. If you're gay, if you're not gay, buy your lover. If you're straight, heterosexual, whatever. David doesn't care. He'll massage anybody. I'm buying gift certificates from the Wookiee. What?
Just saying.
What? Sorry. Listen, I know New Jersey.
Do you know? Wait a minute. You know what I spent yesterday doing? What? Driving around, picking up Che Menendez signs off the side of the road, taking them out to the range and shooting holes in them.
Well, I'll tell you what. If Joe would have come on the show,
yep, maybe he wouldn't be dragging behind. Right.
He's still kissing babies and visiting factories, whatever factories are left in New Jersey.
He could be giving his message to a million listeners right now, but Joe decided he knew better and he wanted to stay away from guns.
You know what else pisses me off? 51% or more of New Jersey voters will support Obama.
Yeah, sadly.
Okay?
Sadly.
And it just goes to show you what New Jersey is basically.
Well, you're counting dead people, too.
Well, of course we're counting dead people.
We have to count dead people.
But you
people.
See, New Jersey is a lost state. Menendez is 18 points behind, ahead, of Carrillo's. And Obama is kicking Romney's ass. Even though Romney's been doing a good job of kicking Obama's ass. Did you see them getting each other's faces the other day?
Absolutely. Now, understand this. Even though, and in New Jersey, wake up, people. Have you been to the supermarket lately? I just got a list of this stuff, Ann. Eggs are up 73%. Breakfast cereal up 90%. Milk up 26%. Coffee 90%. Peanut butter 40% up. Milk is up 26%. Bread is up 39%. Our gas prices have doubled. This is the worst. Chocolate chip cookies up 49%. And ice cream up almost 65%.
Ice cream?
Ice cream. I'm pissed.
No way. Did you see the ass kicking that Romney gave Obama, but Candy Crowley two times
that was just
Obama's
unbelievable.
Defense?
Unbelievable. And talk about the press bias. There's no press bias.
Oh, no, there's no press bias at all. The press all loves him. Chris Matthews is all happier than a pig in shit right now. But I'll tell you what, Obama really needs that teleprompter, baby. He's lost without that shit.
We the people, you and I.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
We're having way too much fun on the breaks, you know, you realize that. I was out at a brand new sponsor. I want to welcome Get Out Safe New Jersey as a brand new sponsor. I was... Frank is a great guy.
Another family-owned local business.
Another family-owned local business. We've been talking to Frank for a while. He's kind of brand new in business. Well, in this business, he's been in business for about 6 months, and he's doing Hell's Bells, Ant. This place was packed. He does, basically, it's a prepper store.
His place is in my town.
I know. It's really kind of cool.
He's on 565 Route 10 East in Whippany. He's right in the little strip mall where you have a Battery Plus and a Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, right next to the Dunkin' Donuts, of
and
course.
And he's got a double-wide storefront, and it's stocked out the brim with survival supplies, emergency supplies. And, you know, you can order stuff online, but there's nothing like reaching out and touching a guy.
Absolutely.
And he's open 7 days a week.
And here's a guy who really knows his shit. I'm telling you, I went in yesterday. I've been dealing with what you guys call bug-out bags. We used to call them go bags back in the day in another life. I used to have to be called at a moment's notice, and you couldn't go back to your office. You couldn't go to wherever. If you got deployed, you had to go, and you had to go immediately. So you always carried a go bag with you, which had a 3-day supply, 72-hour supply with you of everything that you might need outside of the country or in the country. It didn't really matter. But I was talking to Frank, and I told him what I'm carrying. He sat down with me and developed two single 3-day bags, one for my wife, one for myself, that we can keep in the back of, in the trunk of the car, that had stuff in it I never even thought of carrying. He does all custom bags for if you have a family of four people, if you've got two people, whatever. It's always a custom bag to get you out for at least 72
hours. Isn't that great?
Unbelievable.
His website is survivalequipmentnj.com. Survivalequipmentnj.com. We'll be posting him on Sunday as a new Gun for Hire radio sponsor. We'll be sending it out to all social media. He'll be up on our website. Please let Frank know that you thank him. If you're in the area, stop by. If not, call him up. I just bought from him. He has one of those things called the water bob.
Yeah.
You put it in your bathtub and fill it with water, and it holds 100 gallons of fresh drinking water for an indeterminate period of time. So if you live in an apartment, this is something you should have.
Absolutely.
Okay? You don't want to ever store water in an open bathtub. You could use that for boiling or cleaning or something, but not for eating.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Because there's all kinds of debris and microbes. You know more about that shit than I do. But you definitely want to check it out because I think it's a great thing to have.
He's got everything. I mean, he gave me this one thing, showed me this one thing that you could literally start a fire on the top of snow. It burns at something like 1,500 degrees. So it'll start a fire. It's
that.
Really, really cool stuff.
So he's got a ton of stuff. I mean, he has everything, and it's free shipping. He has Wise Food Products, not right. Wise Potato Chips, WISE, which is all dehydrated foods and everything.
Right. 25-year shelf life.
Yep, 35-year shelf life. He'll help you design a go bag and a bailout bag and everything. So you can go there and pick everything right off the shelf and make it while you're standing there. It's not like going online and ordering all these parts. And he'll tell you, he's honest. He's like all of our under vendors, like Dean from Prism Electronics. He'll tell you, don't go with that. Go with this. It's cheaper and it
right.
does the
don't
same
buy that.
Thing.
You don't really need this. You need this. Yeah,
he's honest to a fault.
Yes, he really is.
We want. And that's what we look for when we look for sponsors. So here we are. Another New Jersey business fits in perfect with Gun for Hire, Gun for Hire Radio. I want everybody to show your support for Frank.
You know, it's interesting, too, because last week, while you were otherwise occupied, we're going to talk about that. This is some pretty exciting news. There was a person arrested, a Bangladeshi national arrested for what he thought was going to detonate a bomb at the New York Federal Reserve building. He thought it was a 1,000-pound bomb. We're talking about the equivalent of a military MK-83 bomb. Which,
see, now he smuggled that shit into the country while they were giving me an anal probe.
Exactly. You know, it was a sting by FBI agents and nobody was really at stake. But this guy tried to cell phone detonate this thing. Let me just tell you, if that was a real scenario, an MK-83 or a 1,000-pound bomb has the ability to go through 15 inches of solid steel and yet still kill people a half a mile away. Can you imagine what that would do if it was, in fact, detonated by the Federal Reserve Bank? Our gold supply would have been annihilated. Can you imagine what that would do to the food stores and the shelves that we have right now?
Unbelievable.
You got to remember, people, In the United States, we are in a just-in-time inventory system, something made very famous by Sam Walton. So really, everything that gets to your store arrives in 72-hour replenishment cycles. That's why when the snow hits, you can't find milk, bread, and eggs on the shelf. We call it a French toast emergency, right, Ann?
Correct.
And you can't find that stuff, and you won't be able to find it. Think of what would happen if that turned into a month to resupply. How are you going to feed your family? This guy's got stuff that lasts for 35 years, and if you never use it, which God only knows, we all hope we never have to use this stuff, what do you got? Food for a year, if you want.
Exactly. Exactly. So check him out, please. You'll really love to meet Frank. It's survivalequipmentnj.com.
This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's urban defense institute for over 30 years, with four state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, two of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia, offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simmunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun, or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
You got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland, low minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know. He gave us a phone.
He gave you a phone.
More.
How'd he give you a phone?
You sign up. If you're on food stamps, you on Social Security, you got low income, you disability.
I have a question. Okay, what's wrong with Romney again?
Romney, he sucks. Hey!
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
If you value freedom, we are 2 weeks away from the most important election of our lifetime. So, Ann, can we talk about what you've been up to this week, or are you on the QT?
5 days shooting a pilot for a cable network, national cable network.
Yes, sir.
And myself and my staff at Gun for Hire, I can't tell you the network and I can't tell you the working title, but it's based in New Jersey and it's based around Gun for Hire, teaching people gun training.
On national TV, a new
show. Well, we shot the pilot. Yeah, it's a reality show. And it's going to be more like a docuseries, too, of us teaching. Try to think OCC Choppers early on. And it's in season, in its seasons, first couple of seasons. That's what it's going to be like. I'm going to try to get the message out. If it goes to series, cross your fingers. But it was good. It was 5 days surrounded by people who are going to vote for Obama and never shot a gun before.
That happened. And I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall watching that.
I insulted every one of them numerous times. Okay?
Am I surprised at this?
No, and you should not be surprised because I am what I am. And, you know, there's no filter from the brain to the mouth, as Sandy Berardi told me one time. So I really don't care.
That's pretty cool. So what was it like?
To be honest with you. It was different, you know, doing retakes and cameras and miking up and doing this thing and that thing. It's something different that I'd never experienced before with the lighting and then retaking and reshooting. But we brought real students in and we taught real students. We went through force on force. We did a little pen training. We did a little self-defense stuff. And, you know, we had people here that were victims of crimes. And, you know, when they cast it, they wanted real people. They're not actors or actresses, ladies and gentlemen. We had real people. Obviously, they have to be selective because the majority of us are boring, you know?
Yeah, pretty much.
But it was good. I was surrounded by all of these people from the left coast, and they were looking for the local tofu bar and shit, and I was eating bloody burgers in front of them. So
That's great.
It was interesting.
You had to really put them through their paces, though, I bet.
Yeah, I really put them through their paces. And it was a good fun days, 5 days. So now they're going to final edit, and we'll get to see it probably late November, early December, to see what it looks like. And if all goes well, it's going to springboard into an actual TV show.
Really totally cool.
I think so, too. It's going to be good. Can we get on to some more serious stuff now rather than my ball busting?
Yes.
You know, Halloween's right around the corner.
Yes, it is.
And every year you hear horrific things, kids running in front of cars. And the first thing I want to talk to is the parents. Parents, listen, you could go online. There's like 4 or 5 website resources. First thing you should do is you should search and see where all the pedophiles are in your neighborhood. Now, remember, those are the registered pedophiles.
How sad a commentary is that, Ant?
I'm sorry, but listen to me. Don't go by that list completely, because there's many people that are pedophiles that haven't been caught yet.
Right.
All right. Now, it gets dark early in the fall. The leaves are wet and slippery. You need to escort your kids, unless they're 17 years old or big juches, or they're 15 or 16 years old and they're going to go out in a group. You should know what your children's route is. When children are wearing masks, their visibility's decreased.
Right.
They can't see. They may not be able to hear as well. They say those suits are non-flammable. I don't trust that shit.
Yeah.
Okay. When your kids come home with all the treats, somebody should go through them. Open packages. I know this sounds rudimentary, but we start to take stuff for granted, okay? And we get lulled into that false sense of security, you know? And we have to teach our kids all of these rules, and we have to instill in them. I think too many parents are stuck in front of the TV. When we come back, I want to talk more about it.
There's nothing you can do to totally prevent bad guys from doing very bad things, but you can make yourself a tough target. At home, that means building layers of security, making your home look unappealing to criminals. You can do that by installing dusk-to-dawn lighting, using big dog toys and a big dog bowl like Anthony always talks about, just inside your kitchen door, visible from the outside, reinforcing your entry doors, and planting sticker bushes beneath the ground floor windows. As for me in my house, we chose an added layer of protection surrounding our home and business, and since our zoning officer in the town frowns upon digging a moat, we chose a full protection alarm system from Prism Electronics. Dean, who owns Prism, is our personal alarm guy. He's who Anthony and I have chosen to protect our family and businesses. Now, if you're like us and you want that added layer of protection only an alarm or closed-circuit television system can bring you, be sure to call Dean at Prism Electronics. He'll come right to you, and he'll treat you right. PrismElectronics.com. And we're back with some Halloween safety tips.
Yes, you need to teach your kids, never let them go into any stranger's house. They ring the doorbell, they should stay a step or two down if there's a stoop, or stay a foot or two away from the door. Let them drop it in. Whoever's with them should have them in sight the whole time. Parents, this is not the time to delegate. If you have your older kids take the younger kids trick-or-treating, a fight is going to ensue, and they're going to break away from each other, okay? And while you're sitting home watching reruns of Beverly Hills Housewives or whatever the hell went on, you're going to have an 8-year-old kid walking around unattended because they had a fight with their 14-year-old brother or sister. Have we all not been through that?
Absolutely.
Right. All right. We've all been through that. Teach your kids that vandalism is no good. I know mischief night and everything. And when we were kids, we used to do more wholesome things. Now kids cut tires and everything.
Yeah, I know. What was the worst thing that we ever did? I mean, throw some toilet paper up in a tree or something.
It's not good. It's not good. And be careful the costumes that you make for the kids. You know, the store-bought costumes are all flame retardant, but you might make a costume for your kid, and you might use some stuff like cardboard or a cardboard box or something, and they might walk onto somebody's lawn, and there's a candle lit and a jack-o'-lantern, and their costume will go up because it's cardboard and it's covered in spray paint. People never think it is, Sandy.
No.
You know what I mean? They really never think about it. You put a lot of makeup on your kids. What happens if they rub the makeup in their eye? Now they're going to be temporarily blinded, okay?
There was a
go ahead.
Years ago in another life, I saw a young girl about 17, 18 years old who her costume was to take those little cotton balls and glue them with airplane glue to a pair of leotards. She was going dressed as a Q-tip to the party. Well, somebody backed into her with a cigarette, and you know what airplane glue does when it's hit with a spark.
Yeah.
She went up, third-degree burns all over her body.
Really?
So you really do have to be careful with what you're putting together as a costume.
Shears, or you use material that you go to the rag shop or something, you buy material to make your kid's costume. Is it flame retardant?
Right.
Are you taking something out of the attic? Imagine taking cardboard out of the attic that's all dry. It's like kindling.
Yeah, exactly.
Your kids, when you go to Home Depot, I talk about this all the time. Buy Cyalume light sticks, the ones that crack.
Right.
Give every kid two of them.
They're a
Let
buck.
Them- on their neck. They're even cheaper than a buck in volume. Let them hang one on the back of their neck and one on the front of their neck. But I'll tell you what, they got to be on a breakaway type of lanyard. Otherwise, they'll end up choking themselves, or one of their friends will run up behind them and pull it and choke them, or pull them down on the ground.
Right, right.
They have to think about it. Give your kids a flashlight. Make sure when they leave their house, their cell phone is fully charged and on. Okay? Something really, really something that you really should think about. But these are two older kids. Younger kids, you need to be with those kids.
Yeah, it's okay. Not like it was when we were growing up. You really got to be with these kids today. I mean, there's just stuff goes on that you would never, ever expect to have happened.
Think about your house. Think about the flames in your house. People put candles up all over the place. Again, someone wearing a witch's costume, Sandy, that was made at home, if I reached over to take something from you and the candle caught it, you will go up.
Yeah, right.
Like a matchstick.
Right.
People don't understand that, but you will go up like a matchstick. This is really important stuff. What if your kid is running and they trip over their costume and hit their head?
Right.
Crossing crosswalks. Or a kid runs across the street and says, oh, how the Smith house is giving away great candy. Kids will run between parked cars.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, we would for candy, right?
In the inner cities, we're not allowed to walk in stores or banks with a mask on.
Right. Well, for obvious reasons, Detective Mack was talking about that off the air last week, too. It's, Halloween is coming. It's going to be the same guy in a scream mask going from place to place.
Yeah, it's a scream mask. It's always a scream mask. Our drivers out there, if you're 17 and older, it's not a good time to be looking at your cell phone while you're driving.
Right.
This is Halloween, the day before and the day of Halloween. Drive slower than normal. Assume that a kid is going to run out between two parked cars. Just go really slow. Watch where you're going. When you back up out of your driveway, if you're backing up between two parked cars, you know, everybody, like kids, all like to wear black. Everybody wants to be the vampire. Everybody wants to be Scream. Everybody wants to be the villain. So what do they wear, Sandy? Black costumes, black capes.
Yep.
Black costumes, black capes, right?
At night.
At night. And it just absorbs the light. It doesn't reflect anything. And this is how accidents happen. And nobody wakes up in the morning saying, you know, I'm going to have an accident. No, nobody wakes up saying they're going to have an accident. So please be careful. Please stay with your kids. Give them a hug. Tell them you love them. And stay with them all through Halloween. Give me some freedom. Give
me some freedom. Are you still fighting crime the old-fashioned way? Now cut crime in half the time with a fast, easy money-saving solution. Introducing the Shitbaggerator, this year's all-new crime deterrence marvel from the makers of Gun for Hire Radio. The Shitbaggerator's compact design makes it quicker and easier to use than jail cells, parole boards, lethal injections, or those costly, outdated electric chairs. Just park your Shitbaggerator in the town square, open the lid, and drop the shitbag in. It's that simple. There's no wrong way to use it. Back and forth, side to side, round and round, shit bags go in and come out as a mound. Super sharp stainless steel blades that never need sharpening do all the work. Slice shit bags so thin they only have one side. Built strong to last, they slice through even the toughest shit bags. Murderers, rapists, child molesters, no problem. Just set it to high, and the Shitbaggerator's powerful patented motor will handle them three at a time. No muss, no fuss, no bogging down. Just pop the top, drop them in, and watch as the powerful counter-rotating blades pull any size shitbag through at 2 feet per second. Amazing! Cleanup is a breeze. Just rinse with a fire hose or run it through the car wash. There's even a pulse setting for serial offenders. Save up the worst and delight the crowds on the 4th of July. Who needs fireworks when you've got the Shitbaggerator? And it's portable, so you can take it anywhere. But wait, there's more. For a limited time, we'll send you 4 additional sets of special stainless steel blades that never need sharpening. So now you can chop, slice, dice, and cube. The Shitbaggerator and 4 specialty blades, all for the same low, low price. Unbelievable. So don't wait. Call and get yours today.
The Shitbaggerator is available only at Gun for Hire Radio. Operators are standing by.
As daylight savings time draws to a close and the darkness comes sooner, it's important to remember that the freaks come out at night. Lipstick Bodyguard is a perfect defense, 100% made in America to comply with stringent New Jersey laws. So beware of those cheap Chinese knockoffs that may not work when you need them. You can be sure it's the original Lipstick Bodyguard when you order directly from lipstickbodyguard.com. So what's going on at Gun for Hire Academy, Ed?
Next weekend, we're going to be down in Winslow, Urban Carbine, Urban Pistol 3, Low Light Level 1, Winslow, New Jersey. Come on down and check it out. In Cedar Grove, on October 28th, we have a zombie apocalypse charity match. We'll supply it all. Let me tell you something. We're doing this match. All the money is going to Wounded Warrior. Not $10 a person.
Yeah,
not
great organization, too.
Yeah, everything that's paid by the classes, all the proceeds. It's my Christmas gift to Wounded Warriors. All my staff is volunteering their time to run this event. I'm taking care of all the overhead and everything on the event, and this is going to be a great thing, so you really, really want to check it out. We're offering Utah in 7 locations, including Philadelphia.
Nice.
Yeah, we're down in Philly with Jose at Philadelphia Firearms Training.
Jose Chicharrones.
We're in Utah and Florida, CCW down there. We just have a ton of classes. We have First Steps Pistol, Urban Carbine, Utah. We have the Home Invasion classes, which is Force on Force, which is Sims coming up in Belleville and in Cedar Grove. All of our classes are listed on a calendar. If you go to our locations on the Gun for Hire website, the location calendars are split up by location, so you can search just Winslow, just Cedar Grove, just Belleville, just Randolph. But we are training all over the state. We also deliver. We sell gift certificates. The holidays are coming now. If you want to train with the best, you want to train with the reputation, Gun for Hire is where it's at.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast is managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, who now needs an ascot and a cigarette holder in order to come into the studio, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you for listening. See you next week. My home.